Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be exploring this idea of WHY.
Okay.
Like, you know, that driving force behind success.
Right.
And what really inspires people. We're going to be using Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why.
Oh, good choice.
It's a really great book.
Yeah.
And get ready for some surprising connections between brain science.
Interesting.
History-making figures and companies, you know, like Apple.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to dive into that. It's amazing how often we just get caught up in, like, the what and the how of things.
Yeah.
And we don't really consider the why.
Yeah, you're
right. The purpose behind it all.
It's kind of like you just go through the motions.
Right.
And you don't really think about what's motivating those motions.
Yeah, and that deeper purpose, it really can make all the difference.
Okay, so let's unpack Sinek's core idea.
Okay.
This thing he calls the golden circle.
Yes.
He says it's all about starting with why, like your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Then moving to how you do it. And finally, what you actually produce.
Right. And this isn't just like some abstract idea.
Right.
It actually reflects how our brains work.
Oh, really?
Especially when we're making decisions.
Hold on. So you're saying like our brains are actually hardwired for why?
In a way, yes. Think about the limbic system.
Okay.
The part of our brain responsible for feelings, you know, like our emotions and decision making.
Okay.
It's this ancient, powerful part of us.
Why?
That responds to WHYs way more strongly than just facts and figures.
That's interesting.
It is. Yeah. And Sinek argues that's precisely why.
Okay.
People don't just buy what you do.
Yeah.
They buy into WHY you do.
So it's like an emotional connection.
Yeah.
Not just like a logical one.
Exactly. It's about connecting with people on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
And when companies tap into that,
mm-hmm.
it's incredible what happens. Take Apple, for instance.
Okay, yeah.
Their WHY, this core belief in challenging the status quo.
Yeah.
It goes way beyond just making gadgets.
Yeah, that's true. It's like their whole Think Different campaign. It wasn't just about selling computers.
Right.
It was like joining a movement.
Exactly. It was about being part of something bigger than yourself.
So how does that translate to their actual products?
Well, look at their history.
Yeah.
From the original Macintosh to the iPod and the iPhone,
mm-hmm.
they've consistently taken risks,
yeah.
pushed boundaries, and really prioritized that user experience.
They really have.
Over everything else, they challenge what a computer or a music player,
right.
a phone can even be.
I see what you mean. It's that willingness to break the mold that really makes them stand out.
It's that constant innovation.
So if Apple's WHY is so clear,
mm-hmm.
what about companies that struggle to inspire that same passion?
Yeah.
Like, is it because they haven't figured out their WHY?
Sometimes, yes. Or they just get so lost in the what and the how
right.
that they lose sight of the why. Think of a company like Dell.
Okay.
They make great computers.
They do.
But they define themselves by what they do,
hmm.
not why they do it.
So it's like they're missing that.
Yeah.
Like emotional hook.
That emotional hook, a sense of purpose.
Right.
That really draws people in.
Yeah.
And then they often resort to what Sinek calls manipulations.
Manipulations.
Things like price wars.
Okay.
Promotions. Or playing on people's fears or aspirations.
I mean, those probably work to some extent.
They do.
But I guess they don't really build lasting loyalty.
Right.
Like a sugar rush.
Yes.
Instead of a nourishing meal.
Exactly. You might get that initial sale.
Yeah.
But you're not creating a deep connection.
Right.
Contrast that with a company like Southwest Airlines.
Okay.
Their focus is on employee happiness.
Oh, interesting.
And that translates into happy customers.
Wow.
And a really thriving business.
So their WHY is about creating a positive
mm-hmm.
and supportive culture for their employees.
Yes.
But how does that translate to the customer experience?
Well, think about it. When employees feel valued
mm-hmm.
and empowered, they actually want to go the extra mile for their customers.
That's true.
It becomes less about following a script.
Right.
And more about creating that genuinely positive experience.
It's like they're invested
Sorry.
In the company
yeah.
and they want to see it succeed.
Yes. And that passion is contagious.
That makes sense. Happy employees create happy customers.
Mm-hmm.
And happy customers are loyal customers.
Exactly.
So it sounds like finding your WHY is about more than just profits.
It is.
It's about building a culture.
Yes.
Like a movement, almost like a tribe of people.
It is.
Who are united by a shared belief.
Exactly. And that's where Sinek's next concept comes in.
Okay.
The law of diffusion of innovations.
Okay, I've heard of this.
Yes.
Isn't it all about like those bell curves and early adopters?
Exactly. Sinek uses this concept to explain why some companies and ideas take off while others just completely fizzle.
Right.
And it all boils down to connecting with the right people at the right time.
So are you saying like the early adopters,
Yeah.
the ones who are willing to try something new, are crucial?
Absolutely, they're the key.
But how do you reach them?
By being authentic and communicating your WHY very clearly,
Okay.
early adopters, they're driven by this sense of purpose. They want to be a part of something meaningful,
Right.
something that actually aligns with their own values.
So it's not enough to just have a cool product.
No.
You need to have like a compelling
I
story,
need a story.
a reason for being
Yes,
that
that
resonates.
resonates with them.
I'm starting to see how all this ties together.
It's all connected.
It's like a web.
Think about Ernest Shackleton and his incredible Antarctic expedition.
Wait, what does an Antarctic expedition have to do with finding your WHY?
Well, Shackleton needed a crew for what he knew
Great.
would be a grueling and dangerous journey.
Right.
So he placed an ad in the newspaper that was brutally honest.
Really?
It described small wages, bitter cold,
Wow.
and a safe return doubtful.
That's not exactly the most enticing job
It's
description.
not.
I can't imagine a ton of people lining up for that.
But here's the key. The ad also promised honor and recognition in case of success.
Oh, so he was upfront about the risks,
Yes.
but also the potential reward.
Exactly. And it worked.
It did.
Yeah, he attracted people who were driven by that same sense of adventure and purpose.
Wow. So by being upfront about the challenges and communicating his WHY clearly,
Yes.
he was able to find the right people for the mission.
Exactly. He appealed to their sense of adventure and their desire to be part of something truly extraordinary.
That's pretty amazing.
It shows that when you're authentic and clear about your purpose, you attract like-minded individuals
Right.
who believe in what you believe.
So you're building a team of people who
Yes.
are all on the same page, and
Exactly.
they're all working towards that same goal.
A shared mission.
This is all starting to make sense now.
Yeah.
But what happens when companies grow and they maybe lose sight of their WHY?
Yeah.
Do they just become another Dell?
It's a common problem that Sinek calls the split.
The split.
As companies expand, they often become more focused on processes, systems,
Okay.
you know, the what and the how, and they lose that initial spark, that
Yeah.
ability to inspire.
So it's like they trade their soul for efficiency.
Yeah, in a way.
But isn't that just the natural evolution of a business?
Not necessarily. Sinek points to Microsoft as an example
Oh, interesting.
of what can happen when a company loses its WHY.
Microsoft is obviously a successful company.
They are.
So what went wrong?
Well, when Bill Gates, who really embodied their initial WHY, stepped down,
Okay.
it kind of created this void. Even
Yeah.
though they remained incredibly profitable,
Yeah.
there was this sense that something was missing.
Wow. So even a company as successful as Microsoft can be impacted by losing sight of its WHY.
It highlights the importance of having a strong WHY
Yeah.
and making sure it permeates throughout the entire organization.
Is there a way to avoid that?
There are definitely things companies can do. Sinek actually highlights Costco as a counterexample.
Costco.
Their CEO, Jim Sinegal, stayed really true to the company's WHY, serving their employees and the community,
Wow.
echoing the philosophy of Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart.
So Costco's success isn't just about low prices. It's
No.
about a deeper purpose
It
that
is.
resonates with both employees and customers. But
Exactly.
how do you keep that WHY alive as a company grows and changes?
That's where this idea of building a megaphone comes in.
A megaphone.
It's about amplifying your WHY,
Interesting.
making sure it's woven into every aspect of your
So
business.
we're talking more than just marketing, right?
Absolutely. It's about everything.
Okay.
Your products, your services, your company culture,
Right.
even the seemingly small details like your logo design.
Hold on, logos too.
Yeah.
How can a logo be a megaphone for your WHY?
Think about Apple's Think Different campaign again.
Okay.
That logo with the bitten apple became a symbol of challenging conventions,
Right.
of thinking outside the box.
That's a great example. It's like the logo itself became like this badge of belonging
It did.
for people who shared that belief.
Exactly. It became a symbol of their tribe.
But how do you make sure that every decision, every action aligns with your WHY?
Well, Sinek offers a practical tool for this called the celery test.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued.
It's a good
What
one.
is the celery test?
Well, it's actually a pretty simple concept.
Okay.
It's a way to filter your choices through the lens of your WHY.
Okay.
Imagine you're at the supermarket
No.
and you're faced with tons of options.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Right.
You know.
Especially in the snack aisle.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's say your WHY is to live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay.
With the celery test, you'd ask,
Okay.
does this product align with my goal of being healthier?
So instead of grabbing that bag of chips,
Yeah.
you'd reach for, well, celery, I get.
Or at least something a bit healthier. You got it. By consistently filtering your choices through your WHAY, you make decisions that feel right and are more likely to lead to the kind of success you're after.
So it's like a tool to help you stay true to yourself
It
and
is.
make choices that are aligned with your values, whether it's personal or professional.
Exactly.
That's actually a really helpful tool.
It
It's like
is.
having like a built-in compass to
Yes.
guide your decisions.
I like that analogy.
But let's go back to that idea of the limbic brain for a second.
Okay.
You said it's the part of our brain that's responsible for feelings and decision making.
Yes.
Can you unpack that a little bit more for me?
Sure. So the limbic brain is this ancient part of our brains.
Okay.
It's been around for millions of years.
Wow.
It's responsible for our survival instincts, our emotional responses, and crucially, our decision making.
Okay, so it's like the emotional center of our brain.
Yeah, you could say that.
But how does that connect to WHYS?
Well, the limbic brain,
Yeah.
it doesn't process language in the same way that the newer parts of our brain do.
Oh, interesting.
It responds to feelings, to images,
Okay.
and to gut instincts. So when we hear a WHY that really resonates with us, it triggers this emotional response in the limbic brain. It's like
Sure.
this feeling of, this feels right,
Yeah.
even if we can't fully articulate
That's
why.
like you just know.
Exactly.
I see. So when a company communicates its WHY effectively,
Yes.
it's speaking directly to that emotional center of our brain.
It is.
And that creates a much deeper connection than just listing off a bunch of features and benefits.
It's about appealing to the heart, not just the head.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Think about those Harley-Davidson tattoos we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Those are more than just logos.
They
They're
are.
symbols of a lifestyle, a community, a set of values that
Yes.
people connect with on this deep emotional
A
level.
powerful symbol of belonging.
It's like they're saying, this is who I am.
Yes.
This is what I believe in.
Exactly. It's a statement of identity.
It's pretty powerful stuff. But can a company really build a successful business just by focusing on their WHY?
It's a good question.
What about all the practical stuff?
Well, of course, the practical stuff matters.
Right.
But Sinek argues that starting with WHY, it
Yeah.
actually provides a framework
Yeah.
for making those practical decisions.
Interesting.
When your WHY is clear, it's easier to make choices that are consistent with your values,
Okay.
even when you're faced with those difficult trade-offs.
So it's like a guiding principle that helps you stay on track.
Exactly. It keeps you focused on what really matters.
Okay, remember the split we talked about?
Yes.
When companies lose sight of their WHY, they tend to become more focused on the what and the how.
It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day operations and
Right.
lose sight of the bigger picture.
And that can lead to all sorts of problems, right?
It can.
Like ethical lapses,
Yeah.
unhappy employees, and ultimately a decline in customer loyalty.
It's a slippery slope.
It is. We talked about Microsoft and how they seem to lose their way after Bill Gates left.
Yeah, it's a classic example.
Are there other examples of companies that have experienced this split?
Unfortunately, it's more common than you might think. Think about a company like Gap. They were once this beloved brand known for their casual all-American style.
Yeah, I remember when Gap was like the go-to place for jeans and t-shirts.
Exactly. But somewhere along the way, they seem to lose their focus.
Yeah, it's like they're constantly trying to reinvent themselves,
Yes.
chasing trends instead of staying true to what made them successful in the first place.
They lost that clarity of WHY, that sense of purpose that resonated with their customers.
And as a result,
As a result, they've struggled to maintain their market share.
it's a cautionary tale for sure.
It is.
So how can companies avoid falling into that trap?
It goes back to what we've been talking about, defining your WHY, communicating it clearly, and making sure that it's woven into the fabric of your company culture.
So it's about more than just words.
It is.
It's about actions.
It's about walking the walk.
Like Southwest Airlines choosing to prioritize employee happiness,
Exactly.
even if it means sacrificing some short-term profits.
It's about making decisions that are aligned with your WHY,
Yeah.
even when they're
Or
difficult.
think about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes.
His WHY. His belief in equality and justice was so powerful that it inspired an entire movement.
It did. He didn't just talk about equality, he lived it.
And that authenticity is what drew people to him.
Absolutely. It was palpable.
But how do you find your WHY in the first place?
Yeah.
It seems like a pretty daunting task.
It's definitely not something you can just Google.
Right.
It takes some soul searching. Sinek suggests looking back at your life.
Okay.
That those moments that felt the most fulfilling, those times when you were truly energized and passionate.
So it's like looking for patterns.
Yes.
Those consistent threads that run through your experiences.
Exactly. What are the things you consistently care about? What are the causes you're drawn to? What mm-hmm. are the problems you feel compelled to solve?
And once you find your WHY, how do you make sure it stays with you?
Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't get lost in the noise of everyday life?
It's a good question. And this is where the celery test becomes really important.
Okay.
It's a tool for making sure your actions are aligned with your WHY.
Right.
Especially when you're faced with a tough decision.
We talked about using it at the supermarket.
Yeah.
But how would you use it in a more complex situation?
Well, let's say you're offered a promotion.
Okay.
That comes with a big pay raise.
Nice.
But it requires you to move to a city you don't want to live in.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
On the one hand, it's a great opportunity for career advancement.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it would mean uprooting your life.
Yeah.
Leaving behind your friends and family.
Exactly. This is where the celery test comes in.
Okay.
You'd ask yourself, does this promotion align with my WHY?
Mm-hmm.
If your WHY is to be close to your family, then the answer is probably no.
Right.
But if your WHY is to make as much money as possible,
mm-hmm.
then it might be the right move.
So it's about being honest with yourself.
It is.
About what truly matters to you.
Yes.
It's about making sure your decisions are driven by your WHY.
Exactly.
Not by external pressures or fleeting desires.
It's about staying true to yourself.
Right.
And building a life that actually reflects your values.
And when you do that, you attract people who share those values.
You do.
Whether they're colleagues, clients, or friends.
It's about building a tribe of like-minded individuals.
Who are all working towards a shared purpose.
Yes.
That's pretty powerful stuff.
It is.
And it all starts with that simple question, WHY.
Exactly.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
It has.
I'm starting to see how powerful the WHY can be.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for businesses, but for individuals as well.
It's a universal principle.
But we're not done yet, right?
No, we're not.
There's still more to explore.
There is.
About how this all comes together.
We'll delve deeper in the next segment.
Okay, so in our next segment, we'll be talking about how to actually build that megaphone for your WHY.
Yes.
And use it to inspire others
mm-hmm.
and create lasting change.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll see you then. We're back and ready to keep unpacking this whole start with why thing.
It's fascinating stuff, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
Like, it's making me think about things in a totally new way.
That's the power of a good framework. It gives you a new lens to view the world.
Okay, so before we jump to the break, we were talking about building a megaphone for your WHY.
Right. How to amplify that message and really make it heard.
So how do you actually do that?
Yeah.
Especially as a company or an organization.
Well, it starts with being intentional. It's about weaving your WHY into everything you do.
Everything.
Your products, your marketing, your culture, even how you interact with customers.
So it's not just about having a kitschy slogan or something.
No, it's got to be more than just words. It's about living and breathing your WHY.
Right. Like actually embodying it.
Exactly. Think back to Apple. Their WHY, challenging the status quo, you can see it in everything they do.
Yeah, it's true.
From the design of their products to their advertising campaigns.
They're not afraid to take risks.
They're pioneers. They push boundaries.
And that's what makes them so exciting.
And so successful.
But how do you ensure that same level of consistency, especially as a company grows?
It's tough, but it's crucial. Sinek talks about the importance of hiring people who believe in your WHY.
We're not just people who are good at their jobs.
Skills can be taught, but passion, belief, that's got to come from within.
So you're building a team of advocates.
Yes, people who are truly invested in the company's mission.
And I guess it's about constantly reminding everyone why the company exists.
Exactly. Keep that WHY front and center, from the CEO to the newest intern.
So everyone's on the same page.
And make sure every decision, every action is filtered through that lens.
Through the lens of WHY.
That's the key.
Okay, but what about actually getting your WHY out into the world?
Yeah, the practical stuff.
What does that megaphone actually look like in action?
One powerful way is through storytelling.
Storytelling.
Think about those Southwest Airlines commercials.
The ones with the singing flight attendants.
Yeah, they highlight their commitment to employee happiness.
I love those commercials.
They're great. They're not just selling flights. They're selling a feeling.
A culture.
A way of doing business.
They make me want to fly Southwest for sure.
You see, that's the power of a good story. It lets people connect with your WHY emotionally.
So go beyond just listing facts and figures.
Right. Share stories that resonate with people's values and aspirations.
Okay, what else? Are there other ways to build that megaphone?
Absolutely. Think about symbols.
Symbols.
They can be incredibly powerful in conveying your WHY.
Like what?
We talked about Apple's logo, the Nike swoosh, the Red Cross emblem.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
These symbols instantly evoke a set of values and associations.
You're right. It's like they transcend language and speak directly to our emotions.
Exactly. And you can use them everywhere, from product design to marketing materials.
Even to how you decorate your office.
It's all about creating a consistent experience that reinforces your WHY.
I see. It all ties back to that core purpose.
That's the idea.
This is really helpful. But let's be real. Building this megaphone takes time and effort.
It does. It's an ongoing process.
So is it really worth it in the long run?
Sinek would say it's not just worth it, it's essential.
Essential for what?
For achieving lasting success and fulfillment.
Okay, I'm listening.
When you're clear about your WHY,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to attract and retain top talent.
Okay, that makes sense.
You build stronger customer relationships.
Right, because they believe in what you're doing.
And you can navigate those tough challenges that every business faces.
So your WHY is like your North Star.
It guides you through the storms.
It's like you're creating this virtuous cycle.
Yes.
Your WHY drives your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Those actions attract the right people.
Exactly.
And those people help you achieve your goals and amplify your WHY even further.
It's a self-perpetuating loop.
I like that. Think about it this way. When you're driven by a sense of purpose, work becomes more than just a job.
It's not just a paycheck.
It's a mission, a calling.
And when you're surrounded by people who share that mission,
yeah.
it creates this incredible energy.
It's contagious.
It is.
It's not just about achieving success. It's about finding meaning.
It's about making a difference.
And inspiring others to do the same.
That's the ultimate goal.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
I'm glad you're finding it valuable.
I feel like I'm starting to see how this all fits together.
It's a powerful framework.
It really is. And to our listeners, we'll be right back after a short break. We're back and wrapping up our deep dive into Simon Sinek's Start With Why.
It's been quite a journey, right? Exploring this whole idea of WHY.
It really has. And I feel like we've uncovered some pretty powerful insights.
Definitely. It's not just about business either. It's yeah. about understanding human motivation.
Right. What makes people pick? What drives us?
And ultimately, how to inspire action.
Okay. So before the break, we were talking about building a megaphone for your WHY.
Yes. How to amplify that message and make sure it reaches the right people.
So I guess the question is, how do you actually build that megaphone? Especially as a company or organization.
Well, it's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process. And it's about being really intentional.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice?
Remember how we talked about weaving your WHY into everything you do?
Yeah, like your products, your marketing, even your company culture.
That's just the start. It's about making sure your WHY is reflected in every decision you make.
So it's more than just words on a page.
It's about action. It's about walking the walk.
Can you give me an example?
Think back to Apple again.
Okay.
Their WHY challenging the status quo.
Yeah.
You see that in their innovative products.
Yeah.
Their bold advertising campaigns. It's part of their DNA.
They don't shy away from being different.
And that's what sets them apart. That's what makes them Apple.
But how do you maintain that consistency as a company grows?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're dealing with hundreds or even thousands of employees.
It's a challenge for sure. Sinek talks about hiring people who believe in your WHY.
So not just filling positions, but finding people who are aligned with your mission.
Exactly. Skills can be learned, but that passion, that belief that has to come from within.
So it's about building a team of true believers.
People who are genuinely excited to come to work every day.
Because they're part of something bigger than themselves.
And it's about constantly reminding everyone why the company exists. What's that driving force?
Okay, I see. How do you actually get that message out to the world, though? What does building a megaphone really look like?
Well, storytelling is a powerful tool.
We talked about those Southwest Airlines commercials earlier.
They're a great example. They tell a story about a company that values its employees.
And it makes you feel good about flying with them.
Exactly. It's not just about selling a product. It's about connecting with people on an emotional level.
Sharing stories that resonate with their values and aspirations.
It's about making people feel like they're part of something bigger.
I like that. What about symbols? How can they help amplify your WHY?
Think about those iconic brands we talked about earlier. Apple, Nike, the Red Cross.
Their logos are instantly recognizable.
And they convey a whole set of values and ideas without saying a word.
It's like their visual shorthand for what the company stands for.
Exactly. And you can use those symbols in so many ways. In your product design, your marketing materials, even how you decorate your office.
So it's about creating a consistent experience that reinforces your WHY at every touch point.
It all ties back to that core purpose.
Okay, this is all really helpful, but let's be honest, building this megaphone takes time.
It does. It's not a quick fix.
And it takes effort.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing commitment.
But in the long run, it's worth it.
Why is that? What's the payoff?
When you're clear about your WHY and you communicate it effectively, amazing things happen.
Like what?
You attract and retain the best talent.
Yeah.
You build deeper relationships with your customers.
Because they trust you. They believe in what you're doing.
Exactly. And you're better equipped to handle the inevitable challenges that come with running a business.
Because you have that guiding principle, that North Star, to keep you on track.
It's like having a compass that always points you in the right direction.
So it's not just about success in a traditional sense.
It's about finding fulfillment.
Creating something meaningful.
And inspiring others to do the same.
This has been a really enlightening conversation. Thank you for sharing your insights.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all of our listeners out there, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the power of WHY. We hope you found it as thought-provoking as we did. And remember, the WHY is within each of us. Take some time to reflect on what truly matters to you. And then go out there and make it happen. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.